Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name is Peter, and welcome to the beginning of the weekend, everyone. It is Friday, and we have managed to make it through another week together, and hopefully you have done so in high style. It has been a long week for me, that is for sure. But it's been a good week as well. It's a very busy season for me right now, and I'm grateful for that. But it is forcing me to really pay attention to, you know, the whole self-care thing that people are talking about these days. Yeah, I'm having to really look after myself because, both my beautiful wife Lauren and I have a tendency to say yes to anything that we are offered to do, whether it's private lessons or group classes or DJing dances, because we genuinely enjoy it, but needing to remember to set aside whole actual days off, days where we aren't doing anything work-related. And it's a struggle, everyone. I'm really having to fight my instincts on this. So that's kind of where I'm at on this Friday. I am very grateful and relieved to have gotten to the end of this week, and I'm looking forward to using this weekend to rest and recuperate, to recharge and recenter myself. It's a tall order, and we'll see how it goes, but that's the plan anyway. So that's where I'm at. That's what I'm up to. How are you doing today? Just giving you that chance to pause for a moment and take stock of yourself, how you're feeling at the end of this week. How did it go? Was it what you wanted it to be? Are there things that you might want to do differently heading into next week to make next week go better? I don't know. This is that moment for you, as we come to the end of a week, to maybe take stock and start planning ahead a little bit. Not too much. I don't want to put any undue pressure on you, but maybe just thinking ahead a little bit will be helpful. I know that one of the things that is always most helpful for me is when I pause at some point in the day, sometimes more than once a day, and just take a slow, deep breath in, and then let it out again really slowly. And now that I'm a little bit more relaxed and hopefully a little bit more focused, we'll see as the podcast goes along, let's head into today's episode with our first good news story, which is some great good news that I just wanted to bring to your attention about the growth of global renewable energy installations, which have gone up nearly 50%, and that is the fastest increase it has had in over 20 years. So an estimated 507 gigawatts of renewable electricity were added to power grids around the world last year, which is nearly 50% more than 2022. And this huge expansion has led renewables to account for nearly 30% of total electricity generation, which is more than ever before. Now, this is incredibly good news because currently, Hydropower is the largest source of renewable electricity at 14%, and then wind comes in at 7.8% and solar at 5.4%. But this year, the International Energy Agency predicts that wind and solar will overtake hydropower in 2024, that's this year, and then surpass coal as the largest source of electricity globally by just 2025. That takes us to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, all this week, and in fact all this month, we are hearing great quotes from great Black Americans in honor of Black History Month. And here is a brilliant, powerful quote from Booker T. Washington. "I will permit no man to narrow and degrade my soul by making me hate him." That is absolutely brilliant. Brilliant for a number of reasons. Number one, because it reinforces a thing that I could certainly use reminders of every now and then, which is we have more control over our emotions than I think we sometimes will admit. Don't you think? I think every now and then we just sort of let our emotions run away with us. That's certainly true of me. I'm not going to speak on behalf of you, but that can certainly be true of me. But it's important to note that we can take a little bit more control over our emotions and certainly how we act on those emotions if we choose to. But it's also important to note in this quote that Booker T. Washington says that hating someone narrows and degrades the soul. And that is powerfully true. Nothing brings me down, makes me feel worse than when I'm in a bad emotional place in relationship to someone else. It's not so much about being a people pleaser as it is making sure that I don't allow negativity to sort of fester in my soul. Anyway, I'm making a huge meal out of this very simple, very direct, very powerful quote. So let's just go back to that. "I will permit no man to narrow and degrade my soul by making me hate him." Booker T. Washington. So we come next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, it's been great facts and trivia about Black History Month all this month, and we continue that today with a little bit of amazing historical sports trivia regarding Black history and one of my favorite athletes of all time, Jesse Owens. Now, a couple of pieces of trivia. First and foremost, his first name wasn't actually Jesse. His first name was James. His middle name was Cleveland. And so his family nicknamed him JC. But when he moved from Alabama to Ohio when he was 9, he told his teacher his name on the first day of school. She misunderstood what he said because of his southern accent and thought that he said Jesse. So he was too shy to correct her and just went by Jesse from that point forward. So there's a little bit of trivia right off the bat, but this is one of my favorites. Jesse Owens, in one afternoon, broke 3 world records and tied a 4th in under an hour with a back injury. That was in 1935 at the Big Ten Championships in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson called it, quote, "one of the most amazing feats in any sport." Good to know. So So that takes us to our second good news story for today's podcast. And this is another good news story that I had mentioned in a previous podcast, but only very briefly, only sort of like a glancing blow. And I really wanted to draw attention to this and to kind of dig into some of the facts a little deeper. It revolves around a comprehensive new study that has found that a global shift toward a more sustainable food system could create up to $10 trillion in benefits. 10 trillion with a T. It would also improve overall health of humans on the planet and help ease the climate crisis. So the study has discovered that our current food systems actually destroy more value than they create because of hidden medical and environmental costs. But the authors of the study propose a shift away from large-scale monocultures that rely on fertilizers and pesticides and clearing forests, and instead direct subsidies and incentives towards projects that turn farms into carbon sinks and space for wildlife. The study also said that less food insecurity would eradicate undernutrition by 2050, completely eradicate it, 174 million fewer premature deaths, and 400 million farmers would earn sufficient income. And, little bonus here, it would help the world limit global heating to 1.5 degrees Celsius. That takes us next to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, we have been exploring some remarkable places in Black American history all week, and today we head to Boston, where we follow a professor's guide to the forgotten Black history sites in that city. There is a great deal of Black history to be found and to be reveled in Boston. And this particular clip, which comes from a news segment, starts off with one of the most important bits of Black history in Boston, which is the story of Crispus Attucks, who was a freed man of Black and Native American heritage, who was one of those killed in the Boston Massacre. And that, of course, was one of the most significant events in the onset of the American Revolution. So Crispus Attucks' name and legacy looms large in Black history in the United States. And that is just one of several fascinating stories that is talked about in this news segment. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube, where you can follow a Boston professor's guide to forgotten Black history sites in the city. And that takes us next to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme. And on Fridays, we wrap up the week in good company, where I get to talk to you about someone that I think would be some good company to spend some time with if you were ever given the chance, and in some cases, a time machine. Well, this is one of those instances where you would be needing the time machine, because we're going to spend a couple of minutes in the exceptionally good company of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It is, of course, Black History Month. And Dr. King was and is one of the most significant figures in the history of the civil rights struggle here in the United States. What I'm sharing with you is a very poignant video that is a collection of excerpts from the very last speech that he ever gave. He delivers this speech on the evening of April 3rd, 1968, at a Masonic temple in Memphis, Tennessee. And he would not live another 24 hours. But it is always powerful and important to listen to the words of Dr. King as he talks about the struggle of Black Americans. So, as we continue to honor Black History Month, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube and spend about 2.5 minutes listening to parts of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's last speech. So we wrap up today's podcast, as we do every day, with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. Well, all this week we have been listening to some brilliant conscious hip-hop. It is a branch of the hip-hop tree that involves a lot of positivity, a lot of uplifting messages, but a lot of very important political content as well. And so, with that in mind, we are wrapping that theme up today with a clip that I have shared a couple of times in the podcast in the past, but it is one of my favorite songs and one of my favorite videos of all time. It comes from the Hamilton Mixtape, which was an album that was put together based on what became the legendary Broadway hit musical Hamilton. In this particular case, the song is called Immigrants, We Get the Job Done, which is based on a classic line from that musical. But it features four phenomenal MCs, each one of them taking a verse in turn. We lead off with one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time, Kenan, who is an Ethiopian by birth Canadian rapper. His verse is followed by the legendary Snow the Product, and her verse is absolutely astonishing. I do recommend watching this video with the subtitles on, because half of her rhyme is in Spanish, and I don't want you to miss out on the power of what she's saying. She's followed by Riz MC, which is to say Riz Ahmed, who is a British rapper of Pakistani heritage. And he, you may also recognize, is a very famous actor these days as well. But he started out as a rapper, as an MC. And then the video winds up with a phenomenal rapper named Residente, who, by the way, is also Lin-Manuel Miranda's cousin. It's a phenomenal video. And every time I watch it, it gives me chills. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not a chills-having kind of person as a general rule. But holy cow, this song and this video does it every time. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head on over to YouTube and spend about 6 minutes listening to one of the most powerful tracks you'll ever hear, the Hamilton Mixtape, Immigrants, We Get the Job Done. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.